5 days of intertribal festivities wrapped up over the weekend as the 2019 Paddle to Lummi came to an end. This year, nearly 100 canoes made their way to the shores of the Lummi Nation's Stamish grounds near Bellingham. KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe was there.
Each canoe was paddled by a tribal family, and they came from as far as Hawaii, Alaska, and even Papua New Guinea this year. For 5 days, the families took turns sharing songs, dances, and stories. Among the paddlers was Jason Gomez with the Port Gamble Sklallam tribe. He says in the boat, it's all about connection and working together.
Because there was a couple days out there where it got pretty rough on the water. And, you know, we have to keep pulling. No matter what, we got to keep pulling.
And when they pull together and connect, he says the canoes start to rise out of the water.
It's an amazing experience. It's too hard to explain, but it's like everything lifts away, and when everybody's in tune and pulling and singing, and you know, when we get tired, we start singing because every song is a prayer, every pull is a prayer.
One canoe he paddled this year was an original from the first paddle to Seattle 30 years ago. Next year's 2020 canoe journey will be to Nanaimo, BC. Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.
This is KNKX News.